So this prayer says, I'm blessed because I'm not a slave, a Gentile, or a woman. But the early church, early Christian church that treated women with dignity and care. Apostle Paul, at the book of Galatians, write this grand proclamation. It says, there is neither now, neither male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And in book of Acts 6, we saw from the early church already, they organized ministries that took care of widows. You know, in Acts 6, we talk about there were arguments, the Greek-speaking widows and the Hebrew-speaking widows are not, they have the distribution of resources are not being fair, you know. So that's the early church already involved in women ministry. So where does the Christian church get this difference in attitude, difference from the general society? Where does the early church get it? You know, treated women with respect and dignity. And no doubt it is from our Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus modeled his concern to women. And we have heard of so many examples in the gospel. I guess one of the immediate ones you can hear about, you would think about, is that how Jesus talked to the Samaritan woman beside the well, right? And you can think of others. You know, at one time Jesus was passing by a funeral service, and then there is at this village of Nain, there's a widow with her husband, and her only son died, and Jesus took mercy on her. You know, she have no protection anymore. Husband's gone, now son's gone. And then Jesus raised up the son. And here in Luke 8, it also talks about how the early church, how Jesus treated women with dignity. Here it started off with after this. You know what is after this? If you look at immediately, chapter 7, after this is talk about Jesus was invited to a party at Pharisee's house. And during that party, it is the meal, there is one sinful woman, a well-known sinful woman, who came and anointed Jesus' feet with oil, expensive oil, wetted with her tears, and then the host, the Pharisee, said, no, Jesus shouldn't be associated with this woman. And then Jesus says, you know, Jesus spoke gracefully to the woman. He says, your sins are forgiven. And he talked about, Jesus said, at the very last verse, it says, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. So the society despised these women, and yet Jesus showed grace and mercy and treated this woman with dignity and grace. And then here, in verse 1 to 3, it talk about Jesus accepted women as ministry partners. It talk about these women, Mary Magdalene and Joanna and also Susanna and many others. These women were helping to support them out of their own means. You see, Jesus accepted this woman to accept, to co-partner with them to work in the ministry. And further, the gospel recognize these women by naming them, you know, Mary, Susanna, and Joanna. So here, I think the disciples get it because their master treated women with respect. So as disciples continue to do the work of Jesus Christ, it draws the attention of the society. You know, these Christians are different than the rest of us. You know, they don't take on the social norms. They take at them marginalized. They treat them well. Another today, it talk about living out the gospel. You know, living out the gospel is how we. The gospel is not just once in a lifetime that we accept it. You know, last Sunday we celebrate, and then the rest of the year we just live our own life. It's a today. His living tell us another aspect of living out the gospel is illustrated by this parable of the sower. Jesus here used a common farming activity. A farmer scattered seed. You know, some seed fell on the pathway. It's going to be stepped on, and the birds ate them. And then some seeds fell on our rocky soil. You know, thin layer of the topsoil above the rock, and then the plants grow up, but there's no roots. You know, and so it's withered. And then some fell on the among thorns. And then as the crop come up, could go up, and then it's choked by weeds and thorns, and it cannot produce crops. And there are some seed fell on good soil, and then it sprouted, and lots of crops, plentiful, 100 times. And then Jesus' conclusion is, pay attention to what you hear. It's important. Pay attention. So the disciples don't know what, you know. This is so common, you know. What kind of spiritual, what is so special that we need to pay attention? And then Jesus revealed something much deeper to the disciples. And I'm sure many of you are very familiar with this parable. So Jesus explained, he says, well, there's one type of seed, you know. There are same one type of seed. And that seed is the word of God. But there are four different types of responses. First, there's the pathway response, which rejects God's word, and the truth is snatched by Satan. And the second one is the rocky soil. It's shallow. You know, we will respond to not take the word of God seriously. And it's just an emotional thing. Oh, for a brief moment, they receive it with joy. But that is without taking seriously the word of God, and it's just very shallow and would not produce fruit. And the third one is thorns. Thorns are the ones represents worries, money, pleasures. You know, these are common things. How many of you don't have worries? How many of you don't deal with money? How many of you don't enjoy pleasure? Everybody faced with this, right? But the problem is, if we allow all these daily things take away our soul, our nurturing of our spiritual growth, then that becomes the problem, you know? So some of us are not aware, are not sensitive to our spiritual needs, and let worries, money, and pleasures take away our time, ignore and block our spiritual growth. Have you heard of the term called tyranny of the urgent? It's a term that there are things that happen, this urgent, that demand our attention, you know. But if we allow so much of that, then we block our spiritual growth, you know. How many of you have your cell phones beside your bed? So that when the moment you wake up, some of us check on the email, and then pretty soon, check on the news, check on the email, text messages, everything would completely demand, you know, our attention, web browsing. So these are the things that we allow, like thorns that choke up our soul nurturing. And we do not have set apart a plan to grow. And then the fourth one is the good soil, as those who prepare their hearts, who hears the word, retain it, and by persevering, produce a crop. You see, today, as I prepare this passage, one word that really draw my attention, and that's called persevering. You know, before I did not pay attention to this, but you know, this parable is very obvious. It says, fruit does not happen overnight. It needs perseverance. Fruit, crops planted, you will never see the fruit come out the next day, right? So it has to be day after day in and day out, and you have to persevere. It takes time to lead a fruitful life, and this is what really dawns on me. The gospel is not something that we just agree to accept it and it's done. The gospel needs to be lived out in our daily life. So do not just listen to God's word. Jesus says, study it, but also apply it. Apply it. Persevere in it. Edmund Chan said this, listen carefully. It is still stick in my mind. He says, truth does not change lives. On the surface, you think that it is, wow, it's hearsay. You know this? He says, truth does not change life. It is truth applied that changes life. You get it? You see, truth just by itself, without, if it's just hearing it, it does not change your life. But if you apply it, then it changes lives. So today, if you maybe, for example, if you are inspired to trust God after today's sermon, then learn it by not worrying about money. Start tithing. You know, that's the easiest way to, most direct way to keep control of money. If you are inspired to share the gospel with your friends, co-workers, then start by praying for them. If you are inspired to pay attention to your soul, then don't look at your cell phone first thing when you wake up. Start by praying and thanking God early in the morning. Maybe start with 15 minutes a day. No? So you see, the problem lies is not in the will, you know. It's not that we don't want to grow our spiritual life, but the problem lies with our flesh. Changes to the flesh comes slow and difficult. it starts with a small commitment to a small action. Then repeat it day after day after day until it becomes a habit. Jesus issued a serious call to pay attention to his word. He who has ears, let him hear. How many of you don't have ears? If you don't have ears, you are excused. But Jesus said, he who has ear, let him hear. Listen to what Jesus is saying, God is saying you. And the question God asks you today is, as you look at your spiritual walk up to today, some of you, maybe a few months, for Claire, she just baptized 1 week ago, but for others, maybe 10 years already, more than 10 years, the question that we need to ask all of us today is, which soil are you? Let us pray. Lord, your word is truth. But the truth, just hearing it, is not enough. We have to live out your truth. We have to apply it. We need to persevere in it. Lord, we are weak and we fail from time to time. But we thank you that you have given us your Holy Spirit, the resurrection power to help us. Let us embrace your power, tap into your power, so that we will take action today. Maybe a small step now, but help us to do it, persevere in it, do it every day until we get it. Thank you, Lord. May your word transform us as we hear and take heed and use it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.